Manu Patra alerts dated the 16th of June 2020. Supreme Court has issued notice to the Centre and the Insurance Regulatory Development Authority of India in a plea seeking for directions with respect to violation of subsection 4 of section 21 of the Mental Health Care Act 2017, whereby insurers are bound to provide medical insurance for treatment of mental illness. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to pass an order on implementation of revised wages of prisoners within a period of 3 weeks. Bombay High Court has held that domain name registrars as Endurance Domains Technology, GoDaddy and Porkman can only suspend registration of specific domain names, but blocking access is another matter. Allahabad High Court has asked the government of Uttar Pradesh to its reply on a plea filed by the All India People Front, challenging its decision to restrict all the government hospitals, private hospitals and the nursing homes in the state from opening the OPD and treating the non-COVID patients. Allahabad High Court has suspended physical functioning of court from the 17th of June 2020 onwards. Kerala High Court has dismissed a plea seeking Central Bureau of Investigation National Investigation Agency investigation about alleged missing of INSAS rifles and live cartridges from the custody of state police. Punjab and Haryana High Court has issued notices to the central and the state governments in a plea seeking to regulate the content of web series Patalok. Supreme Court has permitted a Madhya Pradesha, the backwards classes woman, who topped the merit list, to join as an assistant professor in geography from posts earmarked for unreserved category women candidates. Supreme Court has issued notice in a plea challenging a notification issued by the Department of Health and Family Welfare whereby certain rules under the Preconception and Prenatal Diagnostic Techniques Act 1994 have been suspended in wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Delhi High Court has allowed for the use of two city hotels as extended COVID-19 facilities, based on recommendations of an expert panel that also said such hotels must be attached to hospitals. Delhi High Court has extended the operation of all the interim orders that were subsisting on the 15th of March 2020 and expired or will expire thereafter, till the 15th of July 2020. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the Delhi government in a plea challenging the validity of the Delhi government's order dated the 25th of March, 2020, wherein the legal interviews with the prisoners lodged in Delhi prisons have been suspended in the light of COVID-19. Delhi High Court has issued notice to National Disaster Management Authority and to the Delhi government in a plea moved by a non-government organization that wishes to assist the government authorities in cremating the bodies of COVID-19 victims. Bombay High Court has held that safety and health of passengers on board an aircraft with reference to the coronavirus is adequate even if middle row seats are not kept vacant. The court has disposed of a plea filed by a pilot from Air India who alleged the national carrier violated the circular for keeping middle row seats empty. Allahabad High Court has recommended to the central government to consider enacting an appropriate legislation for appointment of guardians of persons lying in a comatose state, as they have not been provided any remedy in any statute. Madras High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation seeking a direction to the state of Tamil Nadu to issue a standard operating procedure, SOP, to be followed while reopening all religious places of worship, holding that it would tend to amount to encroaching the executive's jurisdiction. Madras High Court has issued notice to the centre and the state of Tamil Nadu on a public interest litigation to devise and formulate proper rules and regulations as regards manufacture, quality control, specification, pricing, usage and disposal of face masks by the public at large. Punjab and Haryana High Court has remarked that the protection petitions filed before it by runaway couples should instead be heard by the subordinate courts, so as to unburden the High Court. Orissa High Court has extended all interim orders passed by the High Court and by the courts subordinate to it till the 15th of July, 2020. United States Supreme Court has held that the employees cannot be fired from the jobs merely because of their transgender and homosexual identity.